This week, we've been sizing up the Clean Water Act and how far Wisconsin has come in improving the quality of its lakes and rivers. The state has made significant progress since the federal law took effect in 1972, yet Wisconsin's waters are far from pristine. And just this week, several groups asked the EPA to scrutinize the job the state is doing these days. We explore some of the challenges Wisconsin still faces. Dave Fowler sings the praises of the Clean Water Act's achievements. He's senior project manager with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District.
Some will say we need to go further, but I would say if you look around, we're doing a pretty good job on keeping those point sources under control.
The Clean Water Act clamped down on point sources of pollution, the chemicals and waste that used to spew out of sewage treatment and industrial pipes. But Fowler says what the act has not tackled is the non-point sources of pollution that pour into waterways. For instance, runoff from storms.
Take a look at the end of the winter, the parking lot snow. After it's been plowed into a corner, you can see the black crud that appears on top. Or think about how many pounds of pesticides and herbicides and fertilizer they put on their lawn. A lot of that is not ending up in their lawn. It's ending up in the street and ends up in the river.
Milwaukee Riverkeeper Cheryl Nunn picks up evidence of polluted runoff in the Milwaukee River Basin. Its three watersheds empty into Lake Michigan.
We have data for around 100 different sites that we're monitoring with our citizen volunteers that go out and test monthly.
Nunn says the findings remain consistently troubling.
That is one of the biggest frustrations of my job is, you know, people calling constantly who want to do like a swim down the Milwaukee River or want to know if it's safe if their dogs in the river, if their kids are swimming in the river. You know, I would really love to be able to tell people, yeah, have a great time. You know, go out there and swim in the rivers. We have a lot of work to get to that point.
Arthur Harrington cut his environmental law teeth in 1974 when he represented a Wisconsin paper mill. It was grappling with its first permit required under the Clean Water Act for discharging wastewater.
A recent report that DNR put out shows substantial improvement on those conventional pollutants. Probably 70-80% of the waterways are meeting those limits, but we have a new issue, and that's phosphorus.
Phosphorus contributes to algae bloom and fish kills. It's found in products such as fertilizer, and it's another pollutant that spills into waterways from non-point sources,
which are not regulated, and that's primarily the ag industry. So that's creating a lot of tension.
Harrington believes the Clean Water Act could tackle unwieldy non-point source pollutants if it followed its original model. The 1972 Clean Water Act allocated $18 billion in grants.
There is no funding mechanism right now, and I think that creates extraordinary challenges. And we're in an environment right now where federal and state officials don't want to put any money out for these grants. So I think it's kind of a perfect storm.
Several groups are accusing the Wisconsin DNR of failing to comply with the Clean Water Act. They filed a request with the EPA just this week, asking it to investigate. One complainant is Dave Marshall, an aquatic biologist who worked for the DNR from 1976 until 2006.
And I had witnessed firsthand how the major rivers across the state were highly degraded, and then they were rejuvenated by the mid-1980s. Since I've retired, I've noticed that there's been an unraveling of the protections.
Environmental lawyer Arthur Harrington wonders if only a crisis will rouse what might now be a complacent populace.
The disaster that got people's attention under the Clean Water Act was the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland, which caught on fire. So sometimes you need a disaster to create the public's attention, to have the political will for the government to do something.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.